What we thought we would do is go in ahead of anyone being required to do an environmental assessment and provide information to all the stakeholders.
New data on the Chilkoot watershed is presented Wednesday to the public, but it's also headed to hydroelectric project decision makers. And Glacier Bear's cheer, stunt, and dance teams win Alaska's Top of the World Championship. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. New data on the Chilkoot watershed is being presented to the Haines public on Wednesday night. The Tokchinook Watershed Council first envisioned the Upper Chilkoot Watershed Assessment in 2008, and it's the largest evaluation of its kind ever undertaken by the group. Emily Seward is with the council and says much of the data presented this week will be in map form, showing history of forestry and homesteading and fish and animal population distribution.
The data that we have includes fish distribution, which is the distribution of all salmon species in the Upper Chilkoot. We gather a lot of that data by hand through trapping, and then we also gather some of that data from historic information through Alaska Department of Fish and Game. We also did a biological inventory, understanding what animals are up there, gathering certain data is known about the moose population and also mountain goat populations, and then also really just what we saw as field technicians on the ground. We completed a historic inventory about the development of the road, the homesteading that's gone on in the area, the timber harvest, sort of land ownership and land status in the Chilkoot.
The council has conducted similar assessments on smaller waterways like Holgate and Sawmill Creeks before. This one, which will continue into next summer, will cover an area that begins about 7 miles above Chilkoot Lake.
We chose the Chilkoot because of its importance in the commercial subsistence and sport fishery. Also, its tourism importance and basically the small size of the Chilkoot watershed really makes it user-friendly to go in and study.
But residents have also been pushing for more data to substantiate the ongoing debate over the next hydroelectric venture for Northern Lynn Canal. The area that the assessment covers is linked to the primary candidate for a hydro project by Alaska Power and Telephone at Connolly Lake.
It is a timely topic because of the interest in hydroelectric development up in the valley. So what we thought we would do is go in ahead of anyone being required to do an environmental assessment and provide information to all the stakeholders that have an interest in the Chilkoot Valley.
It's not uncommon for watershed councils to conduct these appraisals, and the results will be shared with AP&T, the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve Advisory Council, foresters, interested members of the public, and borough staff and assembly members.
It just leads the community to making more informed decisions about the area surrounding them, the natural resources. And so we thought it was really important to understand what's going on there, the ecology and the economy. We do bring the economy of the Chilkoot into the picture, just believing that it'll lead to responsible development of the resources, and that in turn will benefit everyone in the area.
The study was funded by grants from the Department of Fish and Game and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Coastal Program, which researches fish and wildlife habitat. In conducting its research, the council used protocols established by Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the U.S. Forest Service, and the U.S. Geological Survey.
We luckily didn't have to invent any methods ourselves, really. We really are allowed to follow everyone else's lead, and so those are fairly tried and true. And, you know, on top of it, Tokchinook Watershed Council's main goal is to be politically neutral in this community. So we're really just trying to walk, you know, the line. Science is our focus in gathering information, whatever information it is, and presenting it to the public.
The council hopes this will be the first of more large-scale assessments for areas like the Chilkat, the Kelsall, and the Ferebee.
And this is just the beginning. It's amazing what little is known about the area. And we have a fairly good look at fish distribution, but a lot of it needs to be either corrected or stream courses need to be corrected and things like that.
The public presentation of data from the Chilkoot watershed is Wednesday, January 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Haines Borough Public Library.
It'll be useful for the community as it moves forward in making decisions about the Chilkoot watershed, and, you know, any watershed assessment really would be useful for the inhabitants of that area. You know, there's a lot of commercial sport and subsistence users of that Chilkoot resource. You know, the sockeye are just abundant. And so any kind of development decisions, you know, could be based on the value of the fishery or the value of the habitat.
The Glacier Bears cheer, stunt, and dance team took first place at the Top of the World Championship in Anchorage, again. Last weekend, the cheer and stunt team took first place, the dance team placed first in hip-hop and in jazz, and Jordan Piper and Amanda Smalley took first and second in the solo competition. Terry Podziki coaches the team, which got first and grand champion at last year's Top of the World. She says this year's accomplishment was an especially exciting title, considering the difficulty of this year's routines.
In the years that I've been coaching, we've probably got the most complicated pyramid build that we've ever done, and we're really excited about it. It's in our competitive routine, and we only had about 7 practices where we had all the team members there, and we were getting down to the wire, and I know I was a little nervous, and I think they were too, but they got it done, and they did great this weekend with that pyramid, and so it was very exciting.
The Top of the World Championship took place on Valentine's Day in Anchorage and prepares the team for the even more competitive regional and state contests next month.
The Top of the World, the way we look at it is we go to this competition, one, because it's just a great experience for the kids to go out and see other teams and other dance groups, but more importantly, to get the feedback from the judges so that we can come home and work on what the judges' comments were so that we are better prepared for the regional event. Then we take the regional event comments combined with the Top of the World comments, and then we have a couple days to prepare for the state championship, which is, you know, our final end-to-end competition.
This year's cheer and stunt team has 13 members, and the dance team has 7, with a 50-50 mix of returning members and new members. The team has taken the Alaska state title for 3 years now, so Podziki says they set their goals a little higher this year to work on more challenging stunts.
We wanted to step it up in the stunting department and tumbling, and so in November, we took a trip up to Anchorage to our choreographer's gym, and we spent the weekend there preparing to do bigger and more exciting stunts, and we also spent the weekend doing basic tumbling so that everybody would have base level cartwheels, forward rolls, beginning round off. And then for a few of the team that had their sights set on bigger and a little higher level tumbling, we spent some time on back handsprings and back tucks.
Podziki says the team also set the goals of going to state again this year, where they could achieve their 4th state title. And that's a high expectation, says Podziki, but it's the goal setting that could get them there.
As a coach, you know, coming into each season, it's always a little frightening because you almost feel that there's an expectation out there. And, you know, can we really repeat what's been done in the past? And so I kind of go in, you know, with the goal setting, and if it happens, great. And if it doesn't, as long as they've worked hard and done their best, that's what counts.
The winning routines from Top of the World will have their public debut this weekend at the Glacier Bears basketball games against Sitka.
We are actually going to take up all 4 halftimes, JV halftime and the varsity halftime. The dance team will be performing their Raining Men routine, and I just love this routine, and the community hasn't seen it yet, so we'll be performing that at 1 halftime on Friday, and then the 2nd halftime we'll be doing the cheer competitive routine, and then Saturday we will switch it out, and so the JV game will have the cheer routine, and the varsity game will have the dance routine.
Podziki points out the dance routine's finale and the cheer and stunt routine's tumbles as the highlights for spectators to look out for this weekend.
The finale for the dance routine is definitely a favorite. So the routine is just, it's a jazz routine, and the girls have a lot of fun with it, but the finale is the big finish, so that'll be exciting to look for. And the cheer routine, it is upbeat. It's a beach theme. So there's little Beach Boys in there, and it's fast-paced, and the stunts are really exciting, and we've got some awesome tumbling. We've got a couple tumblers, just their first year doing back handsprings, so they'll be doing those, and then Brian Huntsman will be doing a series of tumbling that he's worked hard for this year as well. So a lot to look for, and just exciting.
Regionals for the cheer and stunt and dance teams are simultaneous with the Region 5 basketball tournament the first week in March. Their state competition is March 13th.
We've got a pretty good track record running, and as long as we can stay healthy and injury-free, I think we'll have a great remainder of the season.
On Monday morning, a small but noticeable earthquake jarred the panhandle, 68 miles southwest of Mosquito Lake. Residents in northern Lynn Canal communities said it felt and sounded like a semi-truck driving by. The quake was magnitude 4.6, 5 miles deep, and struck at 8:29 a.m. on Monday, January 15th. No damage was reported. With 2 weeks until the Region 5 basketball tournament, the Haines Glacier Bears boys remain 10-0, undefeated in conference games, after winning two games against Ringel last weekend. The boys won 79-66 on Friday and 58-33 on Saturday, with Kyle Fossman and Kyle Rush as the weekend's high scorers. The Glacier Bears girls are 7-3 in their conference standings. Haines closes the regular season with their last conference games against Sitka this weekend. The boys at home for the last time, and the girls' games broadcast on KHNS from Sitka. Skagway Panthers girls varsity also remains undefeated in their record, winning 10 out of 10 of their conference games for the season so far. The boys are 8-4 for their conference games this year, with both teams playing Cake at home this week. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell.